How fun we get to fan the flames for Bibles for Asia.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them.
We can fan the flames for Bibles for Asia. $5 sends a Bible, or $100 sends 20. Go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Fan the Flames Bibles for Asia.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life.
Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her, my mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
Hey, hey, Joyriders, welcome to a brand new edition of the Masculine Journey Joyride. So, Joyriders, I'm looking at the calendar, and May 14th is kind of a big day. It's an important day, if you will. It will soon be Mother's Day, and if that is news to you, then you are already wrong. Whoa, that sounded a little mean. And Mama always said, if you can't say anything nice, then don't say anything at all. So this week, the guys are honoring mothers, so in the spirit of that, moms all over the world, we salute you. For all the times we thought we were grown and you showed us we weren't, we salute you. For the times that we were acting too big for our britches, and through love, care, and honesty, you kept us grounded, we salute you. For the times we were jumping up and down on your last nerve, and you kept us in check, we salute you. For all the times you took us to church to hear the word of God because you knew how important and vital it was, we salute you. We thank God for you, and we are blessed to have you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, moms, mas, mommies, mamas, and mom dukes around the world. We salute you.
Yeah, I was reminded of Paul writing to Timothy, talking about his faith from his grandmother and then his mother. And, you know, I had two godly grandmothers. And, you know, one of the things that we were joking, I spent some time with Dad last weekend, and we always talk about Mom. It used to aggravate Michelle till she figured out what was going on. We'd have a family get together, and everybody would bring something, or, you know, you bring the potato salad, you bring a thing. And when you would show up, Mom would have extra of what you were supposed to bring.
Yeah.
And Michelle says, does she not trust me or something? I said, no, that's just Mom. And so me and Dad were talking about it. I said, Mom would always do that. He said, your mom would go without to make sure everybody else had what they needed. And that was Mom. She was a caretaker. You know, she was always, you know, even when she was sick, she was always looking out for somebody else or making sure somebody else had what they needed. And going back to the school stuff, I can remember Dad and I were laughing about this. My claim to academic fame was I was second in my senior class when we did senior project. And we had 6 months to do it, but I always figured they give you way too much time to do stuff. So I procrastinated till about the last 2 weeks and put everything together. And my mom typed it up.
Wow.
And I made a 99 on it. And the only reason I made a 99 was she didn't center the header on the beginning of it. She missed one thing out of the whole thing, but she took the time and typed it up so it would be proper, because it would have took me another 2 weeks to type it the way I type. So,
did you ever let her forget that she cost you the 100?
Yeah, Mom, we could have made 100. You know what I'm saying? But,
so from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.